Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey, everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Ms. Leanne Whippin. And today we've got Danny Wentworth is our guest, not our victim, from Bull & Boar Barbecue Shop in
Daytona.
Right across the street from Daytona. Yeah. David, if I know you're going to listen to this because you have to listen to every show when you do the editing, but just remain calm, David. Just remain calm. So, Danny, this is the part of the show where we test your not your barbecue knowledge, but your your test your mettle on different things in life. How's that? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
I have no choice.
Yeah, no choice. I'll give you a couple easy ones first. Okay. These are always kind of fun. If you could cook for then dine with a historical figure, who would it be? And what would the menu be?
Oh boy. That's a good one. Historical figure.
It does stump a lot of people, will say.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we were starting with the easy ones here.
I know. I was kind of surprised that you considered that one easy.
Yeah. But I mean, alive or dead?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll dig them up if you.
Okay. Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. So, well, let's just stick with the theme of our shop and being across the street, which maybe this will help with that partnership that I was talking about earlier. Jimmy Johnson would be great because, you know, he hangs out right across the street from us when he's winning Daytona 500s.
Yep.
Or Mr. Richard Petty, I think, would be fun to cook with.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then menu wise, I don't know, probably keep it simple because you can't really mess up pulled pork. So I don't want them to think that I'm an idiot. So,
you're not.
Yeah. So probably pulled pork.
Okay.
I'm more of a pork guy than I am a brisket guy. I'm not going to lie to you. It still kicks my butt.
Oh, pork's, I think pork's much easier.
Yeah. Why I'm good at it.
To cook it. I mean, brisket's fun and all that, but, and it takes some skills to do a brisket properly.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the barbecue retail business. What's the hottest new thing you have seen to help people cook?
Pellet grills. Yeah. I mean, they pretty much foolproofed it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's we go through pellet smokers obviously much faster than the Primos or the
sure
BKs, just because people literally can now sit at their house and at their work with their phone and cook their food.
Yeah.
We still have to explain to people that you have to get the food in the grill. We've had to have that conversation. Well, how does the food get in there if the grill does it through the phone? Well, you still got to get the food in there, ma'am. it is pretty much set it for the other day.
You got to take the wrapper off.
Yes, I mean, it's the
you got to go to the store and buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're not Star Trek. Yeah, it's not a replicator. It's not going to just, you know, bounce. But yeah. I mean, some of the questions we get are classic.
Like that is.
Yeah, that's good. Now, if you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, you can't say Leanne because that's cheating. Nope. She's on the show. But if you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, who would it be?
So, okay, Myron was cool and he's coming back. Super nice guy. But Tuffy is on my list. I definitely want to try and get Tuffy to the shop just because he's just, I don't know, very laid back and quiet, sort of like me, it seems like. And, you know, I just, he's.
And full of knowledge.
Yes.
And a gentleman, too.
Yeah, he's just, yeah. To me, he's like, obviously, I'm not going to offend anybody. I don't mean he's a backyard guy, but to me, seems like, you know, the kind of guy that you could cook next door to.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like, he's like a friend.
Yeah, exactly. He's a friend. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Somebody you can totally relate to. And
I agree. And you can get his rub at his shop, too.
Yeah, so. And we also have his rub in the office.
Okay, well, I was going to tell you the story about Tuffy being a Marine, but I'll just let that go right now. So, Danny, if you could erase one mistake from your past, what would that mistake be and why?
Jumping into a location that you didn't really think things through too quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, it just, again, we've learned so much in a year that if we could go back in time, we would probably definitely know what to look for and know what we wanted to do, you know, in a bigger picture. Because we just started with the ribs and, like I said, rubs and sauces. Now, you know, we want the classroom. We want the meat. We want, you know, the beer.
Beer and wine. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, those are all great things to achieve. Just takes a little time, is all.
And a little money.
And a little money.
Little money.
That's the pesky part, is getting money in there.
Ridiculous. Everybody wants to be paid.
God, I don't understand it. If Leanne declared you supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, what would you as supreme ruler declare or decree? Made him think on that one.
Yeah, I know. That hamburgers and hot dogs are not barbecue. And don't ask a barbecue shop to come out and cook hamburgers and hot dogs on a gas grill. So no more gas grills.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the most honest answers we've got on that.
I agree with you.
That's based off recent experiences.
I got it. But you know that they sell more gas grills than anything in this.
You know, believe it, and that's why we brought in, I think it's 62 or 63% of the market is still gas grills.
Yeah. Yeah. So
nothing wrong with it.
Well, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people live in apartments and you can have a gas grill, but you can't have a charcoal grill.
Right.
No open flame.
I think that's the reason.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, I love gas grills. It's just when, you know, a barbecue shop is sought out to cook barbecue for an event and they show up and they're like, here's our gas grill hamburgers and hot dogs. It's like, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of been there, done that. If we put, Danny Wentworth skills to music, what would the music be?
Oh, Metallica.
Boy.
Boy.
Yeah, because it's just going to be a hot mess. And you know, we're gonna pound through it. So
there you go. If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Cool. That's a good one, too. I could be like really cool and say I'd be like a bull or a boar, but I'm not. I'm probably just going to be that dog that loves to be that big lab there that just loves to be, you know,
petted,
going and just goes with the flow.
Fed and can take naps. Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. What is your favorite and then your least favorite food to cook?
My favorite, probably ribs. It's the one thing that I've managed to accidentally, I'm not going to say perfect with the company I'm in, but I've gotten pretty darn good at ribs. Least favorite is still brisket, even after having Myron 15 feet from me for 3 hours teach me how to do it. So for some reason, I had that mental block when it comes to brisket.
It's aggravating.
Yeah, it is. Have you ever eaten haggis?
No. I know what it is, but no.
All right. Dire Straits, AC/DC, or Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes. Yes. I'm Dire Straits.
Okay. Yeah. Attaboy. What would be your last meal if you were on death row?
You know what the funniest thing just popped up in my mind was macaroni and cheese with bacon. So I'm just going to go with that.
Comfort food.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that?
They only give you a $40 budget on those deals. So
that's probably
I didn't know that.
That's like Kraft macaroni and cheese. And
Blue Box. Blue Box. There you go. You have a favorite movie, Danny?
Rudy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Born and raised Notre Dame fan, and that's, yeah.
The Fighting Irish.
Good story.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much barbecue do you and your family eat on a regular basis?
11. So, I mean, we're just always, I mean, like I said, we have one of everything that we have at the shop. So I'm always constantly cooking on it just to perfect it and learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Things.
What does a, what is a fantasy day for Danny Wentworth look like?
Oh,
maybe just a good day off with the phone.
Yeah, I would say sitting at home, floating in the pool and watching our clover just keep telling me that we have sale after sale, you know, or that, or just, I don't know, having a Leanne or again, another somebody like that at our shop, our little shop, you know, that's 900 square feet and just, you know, knowing that having them know that we exist.
You know that they started Amazon in Jeff Bezos' garage, right?
Yeah. Garage,
so,
yeah.
So, and that was less than 900 square feet.
Yeah, I mean, look at Steve, or geez, the Apple guy. Totally.
Oh, Jobs?
Bezos? Steve Jobs, yes, thank Jobs, you. Yeah, Jobs, yeah, they Jobs, started in his garage. Yeah. I want to say Steve Wozniak, but he was there.
Yeah. You remember the first thing you ever barbecued, grilled, or smoked?
It was hamburgers with my dad, and my mom to this day will tell you that my dad still could not cook hamburgers because it always came out as hockey pucks. So she's like, please don't teach him how to cook on the grill. he was more of a well-done kind of guy.
I get it. I get it. My dad was the same way. Shoe leather or better was kind of his his deal motto. There. Yeah, his motto.
Your dad, it's already dead. You don't have to kill it the second time, buddy.
That's good. That's good. Okay, if you could make, this is your last question. If you could make any changes to the world of barbecue, it was kind of like your supreme ruler thing, but this is more of a big picture deal. If you could make any changes, what would you suggest?
Okay, so coming from a backyard guy and dealing with some of these pro teams setting up the barbecue showdown, just check your ego at the door, please. You know, it's just it's just amazing that these the entitlement, maybe, you know, per se, on some of these people that just think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I get it.
And just enjoy, I don't know, enjoy it. I mean, I understand you're competing. And it's for money and all that good stuff. But to me, it's just, it's like they take the fun out of it. And just, you know, we're trying to do a fun cook event. And I have to argue with people about, we're trying to give you meat for free. We're trying to give you all the fuel for free. And you still have a problem with everything. So, you know.
Yep. I get it.
And well, you're not invited. You're not
exactly
invited.
And I told them that. I'm like, this is not the cook for you. So.
Go pay for your meat.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You're 1 year to get you everything for free. Next year, you're bringing your own stuff anyway. So
I lied to you. There's two more questions here. Okay. Would you describe yourself as corn fed or grass fed?
Corn fed.
I like that. And boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Okay. Okay. I think he passed, Leanne. I really do.
Yes,
I
flying colors.
Flying colors. Danny Wentworth from Bull and Boar Barbecue Shop in Daytona Beach. Good luck in the next couple weeks with everything, and good luck in the fall with the big races coming to town. Good luck with Miss Leanne there when she's over there haranguing you. So.
Yeah, so it's coming up April 20, is it 27th through the 29th?
Yes, yeah, it's next, yeah, it's already the week after next, good Lord.
I get to celebrate my birthday there.
Oh, awesome, oh boy, all
yeah.
Right.
Oh boy, oh boy.
I certainly know that, you're just.
Are they going to put you on a pace car? Or pace?
No, I'm going to jump out of a cake that was cooked on a smoker.
All right. Danny Wentworth, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We will send you the links to this. Well, that's going to wrap it up for Danny's trial by fire, so to speak, here on Barbecue Nation After Hours. We will be back next week with another show. I'm not quite sure who it is because we're kind of in flux between some guests saying yes, no, and then, you know, get out of my face deal. But anyway, we will be back again. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Take care. Remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Be good.